Welcome back to the Orange Chair Podcast. In today's episode, we have Zach Hantz in the Orange Chair talking about cloud capture as a follow-up to last episode where we discussed an overview of cloud capture. What is cloud capture? How can you use it? And this episode is going to be a deeper dive into the technical aspects of cloud capture. So sit back, relax, and let's jump on into this podcast. Welcome back to the Orange Chair Podcast. In last week's episode, we talked about cloud capture and got a great overview of what Keymark's cloud capture BPO service was from Zach Hantz. So again, this is our follow-up episode. We've got Zach in the Orange Chair again. So last episode, we discussed cloud capture at a pretty high level. Now I want to talk about this with a more technical approach. So Zach, can you give us a refresher and talk through the process of how an organization would use cloud capture?
Sure. So an organization can partner with Keymark for a cloud capture for processes such as digitizing a paper back file. So if you have a ton of physical paper and files sitting around that you need to be digitized into electronic format, meaning we figure out what the document type is and potentially index data off of that document type, that's one way we can help. Another way is classification and extraction of documents. I talked about that a second ago with the paper file, but if you have a large electronic back file of PDFs sitting on a network, by way of an example, we can bring those into our solution and use the content on the document to classify what that document is. And if we need to lift data off of that document or ping third-party databases, we can do that as well. Another example is the outsourced processing of documents kind of on an ongoing basis. We talked about that in the last podcast, our invoice cloud capture solution. So a quick reminder of that is where we receive the invoices the way our clients receive them. We process those invoices by lifting off the vendor information, the invoice information, and if there is a PO, pulling off the PO information, we validate that data we lifted off of the invoice with their vendor master and their PO master. So those are two databases that we query based on what information we lifted off the invoices. And if there's any exceptions around the data, such as we were unable to find an invoice number, or maybe the invoice number had a fingerprint and we were unable to determine if that was a 3 or 8 with the software, we'll put it in front of a Keymark staff member to validate that piece of information. And ultimately, we securely pass that invoice and the data that we lifted off of that back to the client based on their needs. So maybe it's just a data transmission, maybe it's the image and a data transmission as well. So those are three high-level examples. Again, digitizing a paper back file, doing more heavy processing like classifying documents, lifting data off of paper or electronic back files, and then more of an ongoing process, a BPO, business process outsourced solution. Depending on the need with the client, we'll work with them to set up the mechanisms to receive the files that they're receiving today. And if those processes are ongoing, like the invoice for cloud capture, we certainly keep those going. We're getting those documents fed to our solution and in turn feeding those back to the client.
Great. So I know you mentioned in our last example that the human can come into that process to validate information that the software piece can't pick up. Where else could a human come into this process? Is it limited to just exception handling and validation?
Sure. So let's talk about Keymark humans and client humans. So the only time a client human comes into play outside the original setup, right, we do need to work with the client to set up those mechanisms for receiving the files. But once that's live, if it's not an ongoing process where the client's still receiving paper files, there's really no human element that the client needs to worry about. If it is an ongoing process like invoice for cloud capture, obviously the client does need to have a human that is there to scan the papers, but the scanning interface is easy. It's intuitive. We want to make it very simple for our clients to scan in the paper and not be overwhelmed, with a bunch of options. So we make it very easy if that is an ongoing human element the client needs to provide. Outside of that, again, that's the only one element that the client would supply from the human standpoint. Keymark does have staff working cloud capture for those clients that we need to validate data. So I talked about in the invoice cloud capture, if we were unsure, the software is unsure if it read a number correctly, we put that in front of someone, and that's all part of the cloud capture solution. And that's really the only human element that we have on our side as well. So it's a very minor part of the process, but is a very helpful part of the process that we provide actual humans to validate the source data that we're lifting off as yet another way of confirming that we're getting the correct requirements for our clients.
So what kind of documents could be pushed through cloud capture? You know, what are the limitations to different size documents or document types? For instance, you know, can any type of document be scanned and processed no matter the size, or is it, do they have to have clearly defined measurements or thickness or anything like that?
Sure. So any file that's already electronic, we can process, provided it's an image file type, a PDF, a TIFF, a JPEG. If it's like a Microsoft Office file type, we have ways that we can convert that before it comes into our solution. So there's really no limitations on the electronic file type unless it's some proprietary file that we're not aware of. But again, we have ways of working with that. We'll just need to talk through that with the client. For paper files, the only limitation that really comes into play is based on what scanner you can use to scan those. So if you've got old legal size documents and you have a smaller scanner, you're going to run into some issues with that scanner being able to handle those offside pages. But we do also provide scanners as well as part of the solution, so we can give recommendations based on the requirements that are needed. So the point being there, no matter what the file type is, whether it's paper or it's electronic already, chances are we can handle that. If not, we'll work with you to figure out a solution for that. And then lastly, you know, when we talk about older files, sometimes you run into files that are very, very old, or they're a Xerox of a Xerox of a Xerox, and the quality on the image is not that great. And again, that's where we provide that human element to have a set of eyes on that. If the software cannot figure it out, we provide that knowledge worker that can use the content to get the information off of the document. So in summary, there really are no true limitations. There just may be some hurdles that we need to work through with the client to get those into our solution.
Okay, so how would an organization get their content to the cloud capture team, and how would they get it back? So, you know, whether that's a paper documents or electronic documents?
Sure. So at our core, we want to make it easy for our clients to get content to us. So when we partner with a client to develop to implement a cloud capture solution, we will understand the ways that the client's receiving those files. Chances are we ran into those before. There's only certain ways you can receive those files. Obviously, paper can be mailed to you. You can have faxed images. You can have images that are attached to emails. You may have images that are sent through an SFTP process. You may even have requirements that you have to go out to a portal, log in, and grab those files. We've solved all those various import processes, if you will, or ways that you're receiving those files today. So we'll partner with you, see how you're receiving those. Give our import mechanisms so we grab those exactly the same way that you're doing, so there's no changes on your end, and you certainly don't have to work with the providers of those files to update their ends. If it is paper, obviously there's a scanning process, but if you're receiving images as attachments to emails, we can set up processes to grab those automatically, just like we can fax machines or grabbing from a network folder by way of examples.
Okay, so that process would be an integration with your email as well?
Yes. The way we handle email is depending on the client needs. We can certainly integrate with the email, but the easier method would be to have a process that most clients' IT shop can handle very easily, but just have Outlook or Exchange dump out any attachments that are on an email to a network folder, and we grab from there. But depending on the needs, we do have ways that we can import from the direct email as well.
Okay. So, you know, speaking of integrating into a client's like email or their databases or whatever that may be, can you speak to the security of this type of service? You know, what are protocols that are in place that keep information secure and limit access to sensitive documents?
Yeah, so first and foremost, all transmissions to and from Cloud Capture are secured. The most common way we see is SFTP, which stands for Secure File Transmission Protocol. Most of our clients are familiar with this in one way or the other, but that has security wrapped around the transmission of files, and we leverage that. It is an industry standard service, or security, if you will. We also have other methods outside of SFTP to grab documents from. That could be a web service that is wrapped around or has security wrapped around it as well. So those are kind of our two most common ways to get electronic files to Cloud Capture and back to the client. The paper files that are scanned through an application called Capture It, and it is an industry thin client scanning software that has security built in. And then lastly, we also have other tools in our tool belt, as I call it, that can be leveraged to securely grab information, such as robotics process automation. This tool can mimic a user going out to a website, navigating through a login and security checks, grabbing any attachments off of that website, and then bringing those back to Cloud Capture securely. So I've mentioned earlier in one of the questions about grabbing documents from a portal. We have an application that can do that like a human would, and it's all wrapped within security.
So what's the typical timeline of getting this type of service set up within an organization?
Sure. So a typical timeline for a Cloud Capture solution is really based on the complexity. Traditionally, we're seeing weeks instead of months for Cloud Capture solutions. The most two recent that I've done or been a part of is Invoice for Cloud Capture, and that took a matter of just weeks to get that stood up and running. And then another one was a backfile of loan documents from a local bank where it took longer for us to receive the actual documents from the customer than it took to process those and get them back electronic. So set up, the golden rule is really weeks, depending on if it's a very complex solution. That may be a little bit longer, but that's something we can certainly answer when we first start engaging with our clients.
Okay. Well, Zach, thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for the information about Cloud Capture. And do you have anything that you'd like to add? Anything that maybe we talked about last episode or this episode or maybe something I didn't ask? Any final thoughts?
I can't think of anything outside of the way I left the last podcast. Please don't hesitate to reach out to Keymark. Either that's your existing account manager if you are a client, or hit us up on the website at keymarkinc.com. Don't hesitate to reach out to us and talk about your ideas for Cloud Capture. There's a high chance we've solved it before, and this could be very easy for you. If not, we'll get very creative and work on a solution for you within Cloud Capture.
Great. Well, again, thank you, Zach, so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Well, that's all that we have for you guys today. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. The Orange Tier Podcast is brought to you by Keymark. If you liked this podcast, please leave us a rating, like, and subscribe to our podcast channels wherever you guys are listening to podcasts. And you can even follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and we'd love to hear from you. This podcast is produced by Greg Aiken, Clay Tootin, and me, your host, Alex Frazier. Until next time, bye guys.